Podcast Help Desk number 71 for December 26, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for. To smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mike, and this is the Podcast Help Desk. And today, for those of you keeping score, I am using the Audio-Technica BHPS-1 headset. Hopefully I got that right. Every time someone asks me, I got to take the headset off and look. But anyway, I'm using the headset today because it's going to be kind of informal today. I'm not going to follow the normal format of the show. I want to go over what I predicted last year and see if I was anywhere close to correct. And I wanted to go over what I'm going to predict for 2016. And also, I'd like to talk a little bit about what transpired this year in podcasting, at least in my personal universe of podcasting, and talk about some personal goals and some show goals for 2016. As things are a-changing, as they always are. Let me dig through the archives here and see what I predicted last year. And from what I got from my show notes, I didn't re-listen to the show, so I probably had some more comments, but anyway, I will just go ahead and read what I had in my show notes and tell you whether or not the predictions were correct. Okay, here, found them. The second podcast movement will be less entrepreneur-focused. And I'm going to give myself a sort of. Okay, that's what I'm going to play when I'm right. Anyways, but I'd say sort of. I wasn't there, but from all reports, it was still fairly heavily focused on the entrepreneurial podcasts. But it was also broadened more. And I hope to find out this year. If that's continuing to broaden, that would be great. I also said that NMX and NAB this year would be the best podcast event ever. Well, it was good. I wouldn't say it was the best. I'll give myself a sort of on that one, too. And this is what I'll do if I'm wrong. We give them both on that one. It was great, actually. You know, as far as I was concerned, it was awesome. Got to meet up with a lot of people and you know, meet a lot of new people, see a lot of old friends, see a lot of friends that I've made online that I never met in person. And the award show, albeit different, was definitely interesting and worth attending. And all that, it was pretty good. But was it the best? I don't know. I think the best in my world was way back in 2007 or maybe 2006 at the Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California. But we keep talking about that on here every time I have a veteran podcaster as a guest, as they did with Victor last time. And, you know, everybody that attended those, of course, they say that those are the best. But then again, you know, it's all changing. It's all different. So, you know, yeah, it was great. Was it the best ever? Maybe. Maybe not. So, like I said, give myself a sorta on that. Here's one that I'm procrastinating about, so I'm going to give myself a buzzer on. But I will release the No BS Guide to Podcasting in March, and it'll reach number one on Amazon for podcasting. And I said, yes, bold and wishful thinking. Nope, didn't get it done. Didn't even work on it, hardly, to be honest with you. But, I'm working on it. sort of. Thinking about working on it. There we go. I'm thinking about working on it. All right, the next one. I will produce 50 episodes of Podcast Help Desk in 2015, leaving myself room to skip a couple, but maybe even 52. Nope, I got 37 if you count this one. Or was it 36? I don't know. Anyway, I'll try to do better next year, but no promises. Let's see, this will, and I'm talking about 2015, this will be the year of the storytelling podcast. You know, copycat, like, you know, 2014 was kind of the year of the entrepreneur podcast, and I'll give myself a yes on that. It's more of a sort of, because, yeah, you know, 2014 was kind of the year of the entrepreneur podcast, and 2015, of course, with Serial Season 1 and you know, some of the Gimlet stuff and the NPR stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of storytelling. I'd say that's fairly accurate. It's still a lot of the entrepreneur podcasts are out there, and that's great. And there's, you know, just a lot of different ones coming. So, you know, so 2015 was definitely had more storytelling podcasts than previous years. Of course, I don't know. Did Serial come out in 2014 or 2015? I don't know if we were talking about it back at the end of last year or not. But Serial definitely made a big splash, and Serial just started again with the Bo Bergdahl story, which is kind of interesting because his court-martial, or at least they decided to court-martial him, so that's kind of an ongoing story. We'll see. And as I stated before, I kind of think they could have condensed that a little bit, but hey, what's the fun in that? Got to make it drama. Yeah, that's what makes a good storytelling podcast, I guess. So, good stuff. Let's see. At least one popular entrepreneur podcast will pod fade. And then I put likely hundreds of copycats as well. Well, several have pod faded, I'm sure, but I'm not sure about any major ones. I didn't hear of any in particular, but I do know through my work that several of them have stopped podcasting, and some of them officially. And I think there was one high-profile one where the guy said, yeah, podcasting stinks, and I didn't get the results I wanted and all that, but I wouldn't call him a major. So we'll call that a sort of. Hopefully somebody's keeping score, because I am not. SoundCloud will be sold and their podcasting beta program will be turned off. Of course, they're still around. And I don't know how much longer they'll be around, but they are around. So SoundCloud is still here as of the recording of this podcast, but as of the recording of this podcast, we still have a few days left in 2015, so I could possibly be right, but kind of doubt it now. Usually they give some warning when that kind of stop, you know, that kind of thing stops. Google will announce that FeedBurner is going away in 2016. Nope, FeedBurner's still here, and no announcement from Google. It still works, sort of. Works as good as it did back in 2006. Which is saying something, I guess. But as far as I know, FeedBurner's still here and still works. Let's see, this one, I'm kind of proud of this one. Google will announce a podcast listing app and directory for Android. Of course, we all know that Google Play did indeed announce, or Google did announce, that Google Play will be taking on podcasting and that there will be an app and a directory. Hasn't happened yet, but they announced it, and that's what I predicted. Google will announce, not Google will turn on their podcast listening app and directory. They might. They might still, you know. I figured they would get it around Christmas time, you know, once they announced it, but so far I haven't heard a peep out of them. And they are still taking submissions to be included in the Google Play podcast app or directory or whatever it's going to be called. So that was a definite, I got it. I got it right. Let's see. At least one podcasting company will shut down unexpectedly. And that happens every year. And of course, we had several shut down because I helped several people move their podcasts from them. Of course, they were little ones, so I, you know, no big ones, and I don't expect any big ones to go down anytime, because you know the ones that are have been around a while and are around definitely do still work. I can't remember the name of the one that was a big deal there for a while. I think it was podcasts.com. Haven't heard much about them. I don't know if they're still there or not. They were going to do free hosting, which is always a bad plan. But like I said, I do know through my work that we have migrated some people off of different companies hosting that decided to call it quits in 2015. And then in April, I'll celebrate my 10-year anniversary in podcasting. And of course, I did. Still not sure the exact date, but I know now it was in April of 2005. So in April of 2015, I just decided I was going to celebrate my 10-year anniversary in podcasting. So I know I'm past 10 now. So that is a... All right, enough of the sound effects. I was having fun getting those sound effects. They're not the best, but hey, they do the trick. So what's going to happen in 2016? Well, as you can tell from last year, I don't really know. But I do know a few things. And I do predict a few things. Again, number one on my list for 2016. And you guys write this down and we'll have a show here in a year. And we'll see how I did. Hopefully I'll have better sound effects. But SoundCloud will no longer be a podcast media host. I'm not saying they're going to shut down. I'm not going to say they're going to be bought out. But I am going to say that they're probably going to get rid of podcasting. They're kind of moving in that direction right now. Of course, they have been pulling a few dirty tricks on people that are using their platform for hosting. They changed the directory where all the files are. So those people that were using SoundCloud as just a media host and then using their own feed at their own WordPress site, with SoundCloud being the media host, of course, had to go change all their links because they suddenly moved. And that's kind of dirty pool if you ask me, but sounds like SoundCloud is going to end up being more of a music service, maybe not like you know, like Pandora or something like that, but it's going to be a music service, and they're kind of moving in that direction. They're making deals with the record companies, and hopefully they won't run out of money before they get that done and they can survive in some form. But I do believe that sometime in 2016, they will not be an option for podcasters, at least not as a primary host. So that's my prediction for 2016 on SoundCloud. There'll be at least one new podcast media host that will actually probably survive. And I kind of do know that that's going to happen, or at least that's what's been announced. I'm not going to say anything about it just yet because they haven't even gone into beta. But when they do, you'll hear about it here. And I'm sure everywhere else that talks about podcasting. But so that's going to be an easy one. That's going to happen. Now, how well they do, I don't know, but pretty sure bet there'll be at least one new podcast media host that's actually reasonable. Let's see, my third one for 2016, there's going to be at least one new podcast media host that goes out of business in 2016. And when I mean new, you know, within the last couple of years. And of course, if SoundCloud goes out of business completely, that'll cover that for number three and number one, but I think it'll be somebody other than SoundCloud, and it'll be somebody relatively new. Okay, I'm going to do this one again. I will release the No BS Guide to Podcasting. No, really, I am going to finish it, hopefully in 2016. See, the stuff moves so fast that, you know, I already can tell I'm going to have to rewrite several chapters that I already have done, but I am going to do that. I do got to get it out. Paul Culligan, of course, has his How to Podcast 2015 and now the new version, How to Podcast 2016. I may go something like that, although I'm going to go at it a little differently than Paul. That's why we can have several books and you can read them all and learn something from each of them. But mine's going to be, of course, my method of podcasting, which is with WordPress, PowerPress, and owning your own feed and owning your own domain name and all that stuff. There's other ways of doing it. I probably will cover that partially, but I just want to go through it the way I do it and the way it works for me. And if you like that, then you can read all about it in the new BS Guide to Podcasting coming sometime in 2016. Okay, number five. Okay, we mentioned FeedBurner last year that it was going to be shut down. Well, this year I'm going to say that it will not be shut down. It'll still exist. It'll still exist all the way through 2016. It'll still work, and it'll probably be 2006 technology just like it is now, and not much is going to change there. Could be wrong, but I think that now that Google is getting into podcasting and there are still a fair number of podcasters using FeedBurner, that they may just leave it alone. And that's what they've been doing for the last 10 years or so, leaving it alone. You know, they fix it when it breaks, but other than that, they haven't really done any innovation over there. Maybe they will. That'd be great, because then it maybe wouldn't be such a bad idea to be on FeedBurner. But anyway, they'll still be around in 2016. Number six, Podcast Movement will be a big success. And what I mean by that is they'll grow over what they did in 2015. It'll be a good show. Lots of people will rant and rave about it. And I'll be there. So I'll be able to check that out firsthand. It's in Chicago, so it's a 5.5-6 hour drive away from me here in Traverse City, Michigan. So why not? I'm going to go down there. Of course, I'll be there with the Blueberry team. I'm not sure who else from the Blueberry team is going to be there, but pretty sure Mackenzie will be there, and I'm fairly sure that Angela will be there. Not sure what Todd and some of the others are doing or not doing. We'll see. Number eight, a major player in the podcasting space, that is a company, will change names/rebrand. And I don't know anything, insider information or rumors or anything about that. I just have this feeling that things are going to shift for at least one, somewhat major podcasting company. Not sure which one. Not sure whether it's a directory or a host or both or what. But I'm just guessing. And I don't know. I just got kind of this feeling that somebody's going to come in with a really cool brand and rebrand an older company. So that's my number eight prediction. Number nine prediction. I know there's a movie out there right now that is being filmed or has been filmed and it's in editing or something. It's a documentary about podcasting. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about a little independent film. I'm going to say that a major movie will be announced that features podcasting in a central plot, in the central plot, meaning the movie may not be all about podcasting or all about a podcaster, but it'll be a major plot point in a movie about a podcaster or a podcast. And like I said, not a documentary or an independent film. And a real easy one, because, I got to get my average up. Howard Stern will still hate podcasting in 2016. He just signed his big deal with Sirius XM and he's staying on for the next 5 years with them, so he will not be starting a podcast. Somebody predicted that he would start a podcast in 2015, and I really don't think so. Well, I didn't think so at the time, and now it's pretty much a done deal for till 2020. So he's with Sirius XM. So yeah, more power to him. He's keeping Sirius XM going, and I guess they're doing really good. Financially they're doing really good. I don't know how their subscriber base is doing. I guess with, XM being in all the cars, XM or Sirius or both, I guess it's just now one called XM Sirius. being in most every car available now, built in from the factory, that there's bound to be, a pretty good subscribe rate. You know, the car companies are paying for the first year or 6 months or whatever when you buy a new car. So, anybody that buys a new car these days pretty much is on it. And, who knows? Who knows how much they actually get listened to? That's the thing, I've talked about the stats on Sirius and XM and each channel only getting, X number of listens per hour of programming, and that podcast blows it out of the water in most cases, except for things like the Stern Show and, I don't know if it's not Opie and Anthony anymore, but I think it's Opie that's still on, and he gets pretty good numbers, and I'm sure there's others. The Trucking Channel I know gets decent numbers. I actually looked into that at one time for another project. So, they do all right. And like I said, financially they're doing okay, and they're able to pay Howard Stern a ridiculous amount of money to stay there. And more power to him. But he will not be podcasting. He will hate podcasters the same as he has. Although he has Adam Carolla on there a bunch. That's kind of fun to listen to. I don't listen to Stern, but I've heard clips when Corolla's on there. And that's it for my predictions for 2016. And I'm not doing the bumper music or anything today. Like I said, it's going to be informal. But I do have a blueberry tip / kind of news for blueberry. And it's the same one I had last time. It's update your PowerPress, please. I'm still getting daily several contacts at tech support for people saying my title disappeared in iTunes. Well, that bug that was introduced with WordPress 4.4 is still there. So what happens is a lot of podcasters are on WordPress hosts that automatically update their WordPress, but they don't go in and update their PowerPress. Well, if WordPress updates and PowerPress doesn't update, you're going to have that title issue. And that's, like I said, that's a bug that WordPress threw in there, or maybe it's a feature. I don't know. I'm not on that side of things. But anyway, update PowerPress. You should update all your plugins all the time. I was talking to somebody that I was consulting the other day, and he said, well, my webmaster hasn't, come around to do that. He's got to test things. I said, what do you mean test things? You don't think WordPress tests everything, and the plugin developers, at least the ones that are paying attention, they test things. And, you're not going to break your website by updating, most plugins. I'm not going to say that for all plugins, but I know for fact PowerPress, if anything goes wrong with PowerPress, alarm bells go off and the red phone rings and Angelo goes into lockdown until it's fixed. If something happens with WordPress that screws up PowerPress, or something screws up with PowerPress, we're on it. So at least those two, at least do WordPress and PowerPress. You can do whatever you want with your other plugins, but those two, you want to keep those up to date because, crazy things can happen. So do that. And like I said, I don't have anything wrote in the show notes about my, this section of what I'm going to talk about, but, what I accomplished this year. It was kind of, hit and miss in the podcasting world. I understand that. I busy podcasting, as I've said before, I'm kind of an advanced hobbyist. I'm not doing this for a living. I'm not doing this to make big bucks. I do occasionally make some money. If you use my promo code over at Blueberry or any of the things along the sidebar of the website. Of course, the website, no, I didn't change that website. Sorry. I changed Mike Dell's World website. I did not change Podcast Help Desk. So it's on the right side, the sidebar there. There's all kinds of affiliate things and Amazon links and all that stuff. And if you use that, I do make a few dollars. But sorry about that. I'm moving the mic around a little bit because I was popping my peas a little bit more than I should have been. And the noise gate was opening up because I got the furnace blowing in front of me. But what I accomplished this year is I got, 36, 37 episodes out of the Podcast Help Desk. And I'm hoping that they were all informative or entertaining or at least of some value to you, and I plan on doing that for the foreseeable future. So I'll keep going, and I will attempt a weekly schedule, but it's not going to be a hard, fast weekly schedule because I do have other things that get in my way, and being that I'm an advanced hobbyist and not a professional in this realm, you know, it could be that I do skip a couple here and there. You know, that's just the way it is. And you know me, I'm laid back. I talk, you know, like a normal person, I think. Anyway, somebody told me the other day I had a Michigan accent. I didn't know there was such a thing, but I suppose we won't talk about that too much. Let's see. I do definitely want to get the book done. I've got 3 months of rough sledding ahead. That's otherwise known as winter here in northern Michigan. We haven't had much of a winter yet this year. In fact, it was 50 degrees yesterday, which is just unheard of this time of year in late December. And you know, who knows what it'll be like. But you know, I can tell you that I'm not going to be doing a lot of outdoor activities and shouldn't have as much of a busy schedule as I have had. So should be able to get the book out. That's one of my goals. What else did I do? Let's see. I joined a network with this podcast, and we played with that for a little while and decided that wasn't working, so we split up again. So it's back independent. Podcast Help Desk is now independent of the Modern Life Podcast Network. Not that it was any bad thing, as I had Steve on to explain it just wasn't a good fit because, you know, they were doing things a certain way and I was doing things a certain other way and they weren't really compatible. Not that either one of us was wrong. And in fact, I did start up another podcast over there, or restart a podcast, Geek of the North. It's off for the holidays, but we'll be back to its weekly schedule in January. And it's over on the Modern Life Podcast Network, and it's fully on the Modern Life Podcast Network. So, you know, it wasn't like I was giving up on the network idea. I just decided that this show wasn't really a good fit for that. But it was an interesting experiment and was good. So, I've always had a pretty good relationship with Steve over there at the network, and that's why I decided to put Podcast Help Desk over there. Let's see, and not a whole lot others, you know, in podcasting. I did participate in National Podcast Posting Month in November and almost got there. I think I put out 27 or 28 episodes, not 30, in 30 days. And that included some episodes of this show and Mike Dell's World and Geek of the North. And one for the directory, Two Thumbs Up Media. They started a podcast, and I was honored to be the first podcast to be featured on that podcast. So that was kind of interesting. If you want to go check that out, Two Thumbs Up Media, there's a banner there on the side of the website at podcasthelpdesk.com. And, you know, some of my goals for this year is, you know, I want to get Geek of the North built up to a point where it's a old hat. You know, right now it's still in the trying to get the format down and all that. So I do want to get that tweaked. I want to get my intro and outro professionally put together. Right now it's kind of haphazard, but I'll get that format down. And equally, on this show, I'm going to change the format slightly, just tweak, a little tweak here, a little tweak there. So look for some changes in 2016 to this show. Not going to do like Paul Culligan did with season one, season two, and all that stuff. I've tried that with other podcasts, and it just didn't feel right for me. And, you know, it might be right for you, and you might want to check out the last PowerPress podcast with McKenzie. She had a guest on there that does do seasons, and he does it in kind of a unique way. I thought it was pretty cool. It's another podcast about podcasting, actually. And if I could bring that up, I'll tell you who it was. But Let's see, powerpresspodcast.com. And who was it? Colin Gray is the one that did that. And let's see, I forget what his podcast is called, but thepodcasthost.com. And I want to get him on one of these days on this show to talk about podcasting about podcasts. But he's another teacher of podcasts. He's from the UK, I believe. UK or Ireland, I don't know, something like that. He's got that accent, and it's very fun to listen to. I've listened to a few of his shows. But he does it in a unique way to where each season, or series, as he calls it, has its own feed. So you can join any one of those and get them from the beginning. And, it's all evergreen content, so it's pretty slick how he does that. So go check that out. But I'm not going to do that with this show. I'm going to continue on doing what I've been doing. And hopefully, I got to figure out how to get you guys to ask me questions. That's a hard nut to crack. Dave Jackson had Rob Walsh on his show, or talked about Rob's show Today in iOS, which has a ton of feedback every show, and voicemails and emails and app developers sending in freebies to Rob's listeners, and he just gets a ton of feedback. And Dave was talking about how someone would go about getting all that kind of feedback. Well, I need to take some of those lessons and implement them here, because I want you guys to ask me questions, because it'd be a lot of fun and a lot of help if I had questions to answer for you. And maybe I need to start something like Dave does with Ask the Podcast Coach on Blab. I've been talking about doing more with Blab, and maybe I'll do that in 2016. Do a little bit more. I did one, and I guess I didn't publicize it well enough or something, or did it at a weird time. Anyway, I didn't get a lot of people in there, and people that I did get in there weren't really as a podcaster as you might think they might be. Of course, that happens with Dave and Dave's show there. Ask the Podcast Coach. Sometimes they get people in there that are internet marketers that aren't really interested in podcasting, just trying to get out the word about their deal with entrepreneurship. And like I said, I have nothing against entrepreneurship. Daniel Lewis does a really great job with that kind of stuff over at Audacity to Podcast, and that's great. It's not my thing. I like his show, but I mean, it's not one of my goals as of yet to become an entrepreneur podcaster. Another thing I want to do more in 2016 is I want to put up some instructional videos. It's all fine and dandy to listen to a audio podcast and listen to me explain how to do something, but I think it'd be a lot better with visuals. So I am going to do some more videos. I probably have my own video channel over there at YouTube, and probably throw some of those up. And, probably as I'm writing the book, I'll do a companion video to an instructional section of the book or something like that, and produce it up nice. And I'm going to be doing some of that for Blueberry as well. So, might be able to use those in both places, or at least some of the concepts. And I look forward to getting that going. I haven't played with video nearly as much as a lot of people, and I probably should do that. I actually would like to try maybe doing some live recording. I would, do this podcast live to the hard drive with a camera turned on, but that probably won't happen till later on, and if at all, because I'm going to have to do some upgrading of equipment here before I can do video effectively. I got terrible lighting. Anybody seen me on Ask the Podcast Coach when I've called in, you'll notice that my lighting here sucks. So that's on my list to upgrade. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great holiday, as I said at the beginning. Christmas and whatever else is going on this time of year. I personally celebrate Christmas, so Merry Christmas. Hopefully that doesn't offend anybody. It shouldn't. And we'll catch you next year. And go out there and start a podcast in 2016. And definitely drop a line to me. There's all kinds of ways of doing it. I never did put back up the voicemail link on the website. I guess I should do that. I will try to do that here pretty soon. But just record something the way you would record your podcast and email it to me. Or even with the phone, voice recorder on the iPhone and other things very similar like that. On Android, you can just record it there, send it. That makes the show more interesting for you and more interesting for the other listeners out there. And we'd really like to hear what you're planning in 2016. So with that, catch me next year.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.